really, really late. So the first thing to say is thank you very much for coming. And the second thing to say is that we're expecting a couple more people, and Rachel, who's helped organise it, will be sitting with us as well. She's just waiting downstairs for another couple of minutes. The first thing to say is that Dave Edmonds, who is my partner in crime in organising these things, has had to go back to Leeds. He came up in readiness for the meeting, but he had a bit of a family situation that he had to go back down to Leeds to deal with. So I'm flying solo this evening. So forgive me if I will sound a little bit dominant, but usually it's a double act between me and Dave, and he's not here. So are you recording the introduction? We've got that already.
I'm recording now.
Okay, so welcome. Apologies from Dave. Apologies also from Erica Wyman, who got stranded in Edinburgh, and from Frank Wilson, who's had a personal situation that he needs to deal with, I think, with his dad. So they were supposed to be here tonight and aren't. So apologies from them. Just a brief. I'll introduce Rich first, because it is slightly strange having somebody at the table with a laptop. So what we've been doing with each of these dinner events, which I'll explain where the events came from in a second, is we've been amplifying them. And Rich can talk about what Amplified is, but basically it's a way to... We wanted to have some intimate events as well as some larger events, and Amplified is a way to document the conversations that are had, to leave a trace of those conversations online, and also to allow people who aren't in the room to contribute via Twitter and various other social media networks. So although we won't be feeding back necessarily any comments that come in, they're kind of part of an ongoing stream of stuff that's captured. And the reason we really put our foot down to try and capture things is I think a lot of stuff in dance doesn't get captured, and a lot of conversations that are quite critical to strategic planning actually just float away. So what we're trying to do is leave a trace of the kind of conversations that we're having. So I hope everyone's comfortable with that, and I think we did let you know that that was going to happen. So Rich will be typing away as we go, and he will be recording Victoria's little provocation, but he won't be recording the general conversation apart from through typing comments. So if you say anything accidentally that you really wish you hadn't said, then you can say scratch it, but we're not recording. Do you want to say any more, or have I said enough?
I think you've pretty much covered it. Just to reiterate what Steve said last night, I guess the role of Amplified is to expand the conversation beyond this room, really. So there is a web page for this, which you'll be able to see the documents of all the conversations this evening. There's a hashtag to follow and tweet to for those on Twitter, which is NADM12. Feel comfortable to, if there's something that you know, if there's something you're uncomfortable being broadcast, then just let us know. It won't go live, and we'll do everything we can to facilitate the conversation and involve people who aren't hearing.
What's that spoon, please? So, in the last two meals, we have had people with their phones next to them and they're tweeting if they want to. So feel free. We won't think you're rude if you get your mobile phone out and you want to capture the odd comment or whatever as they go. Thank you, Rich. So the other thing, I'm delighted to introduce Victoria Firth, who's the director of the Lawrence Battley Theatre in Huddersfield. And we've tried to ask, and we failed miserably to do this last night, we tried to get somebody from outside of the region to talk to you to provoke discussion, so that I think actually in this case in Newcastle a lot of you know each other, but some of you don't know each other. Whereas the other two meetings that we've had in Leeds and Liverpool, everybody knows each other, so we wanted a kind of outside influence to come in. So Victoria's going to say a few words, probably 10-15 minutes, but before we do that, it would be really good for us to go around and just say who you are, a little bit about what you do, I mean really short, and maybe what you're currently working on, and then we'll just go to your provocation, and then I'll try and steer the conversations around some of the questions that have come up from the larger meeting that we had last year, and that have come up in the last two dinners, because this is the last dinner. So what I've forgotten to say entirely is that this dinner is one of three dinners that have been sort of I don't want to use the word commissioned, but funded by Arts Council Yorkshire, for Dave and I to facilitate, to explore further the notion of the Greater North and whether there's a dance ecology that we can all feel like we belong to in the Greater North, which is the North West, North East and Yorkshire and Humberside. And it grew out of a large meeting that we held in November 2010 at Northern Ballet's new space in Leeds, which I believe some of you might have come to, some of you didn't make, where there were, I did a big provocation about what we think we're doing in dance, and then what ensued was lots of breakout groups talking about salient points and issues about the ecology of dance in the North and indeed nationally and internationally. So there's a kind of focus around, the Arts Council were happy with how that went, it was documented, if you weren't there you can go online to the same Amplified page and look back on the stuff that went on, the discussions that went on then. Arts Council Yorkshire then came back to Dave and I and said, do you want to do another one? And we said, we don't want to do another big one, what we'd like to do is do three smaller intimate meetings so that we can have a bit more of an intimate chat with key players in each region. And then the person who gives the little talk will hopefully be able to feed what we discussed tonight, as well as having this trace online, back to a larger meeting on the 15th of March in Leeds as part of Juncture, which is a programme that I've just curated there. So I hope that makes sense. We've kind of gone macro, we're going micro, having some more intimate conversations, then we'll take and feed this back to the larger community macro again. And then the Arts Council don't really have any expectations. They funded the first meeting, they funded these dinners, they're funding the larger meeting in March. If we as a sector decide that there is no point in meeting like this, that we're all fine and dandy, then they'll draw a line under it and that'll be fine. What Dave and I have said is that after these three events and the larger meeting that we're going to step down from facilitating because we don't want it to become the Chas and Dave show. It needs to be handed over to somebody else, although I'd be quite happy to continue, but I think ethically it's like, okay, we've done our bit, now who's stepping up to continue? So have that in your mind as we're talking. And so I do think from Arts Council there is a real drive at the minute for things to be artist-led and for us to take responsibility for the sector and how it develops. And because the Arts Council has been dismantled in many ways, there is a different era that we're entering into. So it is about taking responsibility and asking difficult questions of what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I hope we get on to some of those questions this evening. So that's the context of why we've invited you here, and in each dinner we try to invite a programmer and a community practitioner and a maker and an independent dance artist and an artistic director and a dance agency representative. So we've tried to get a spread, producers, in order to have a conversation that hopefully will matter. So let's just whiz round and maybe introduce yourself and then we'll hand over to Victoria. Is that alright with everyone?
That's
cool.
Meanwhile, they keep bringing up dishes of food. It's really fine. We hope this picked up.
I don't know what this is, sorry. I should grab some potatoes.